Yeah, so for triathlon, how it works is that we had a year period that was supposed to go from the end of June of 2019 to the end of June this year. And then during that time frame, you would go to different races, and they would take your top three races from that period, and it would create this international ranking list. And based off of that, they would assign countries slots. And each country then decides how they're going to allocate the slots that they earn from that time period. So yeah, I guess at that point we are kind of halfway through our qualifying period, and the race that I was supposed to be at in or supposed to do in Florida at the same time as Biathlon World Championships was one of the main selection criteria for triathlon for qualifying. So that's how I would have earned the country spot for the US.
And did that race actually happen, or was that canceled as
It
well?
was canceled, yeah. So our race was canceled like a day before it was supposed to happen. So it ended up not happening. But yeah, so it was a similar situation. I was supposed to be in Florida having two races back to back weekends, and then just staying down there in between for kind of a training camp, and then the race the second weekend was actually canceled first, and then a day before the first race, which was the qualifying race, that one also was canceled. And yeah, so then we kind of quickly changed our plans and decided that we just not really knowing everything at that point was changing so quickly in terms of like what things were open, what things weren't. So we didn't want to get stuck down in Florida. So yeah, we flew out just like a day or so after that and came back. I live in Colorado at the training center here. So we flew back here to Colorado Springs.
Okay. And where does that leave you in terms of will you still need to complete another qualifying event or like a similar level event before you are in for Tokyo, or how does that work?
Yeah, so everything's like a little bit still up in the air just because no one really knows when we're gonna start racing again, like if there's gonna be any more races at all in 2020, or if we would race, kind of earlier in the year in 2021. So yeah, at this point it's kind of just waiting to see when we'll be able to race again. And then once that's solidified more, then both like the International Triathlon Union will have to come up with new qualification criteria, and then from that the US will come up with new qualifications. So I would imagine it would be somewhat similar. Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely have to compete in a couple more international events just to solidify earning a country spot for the US. And then yeah, I guess from there, the US hasn't come out with kind of their revised qualification criteria yet. So
And can you
I
talk?
know that's like really
No,
complicated,
that's okay. I
but
think that's kind of where everybody's at in terms of no one really knows what the next year is going to look like. So, can you talk a little bit about living at the Olympic Training Center during this shutdown? Like, what does that look like? I think normally you're able to kind of like eat in the cafeteria and you have access to all these different things. Like, how has the training center been impacted through this, and what does that look like?
yeah, so basically everything here at the training center is shut down. So none of the facilities are open in terms of like training facilities, the gym, or sports medicine is really only open for emergency situations. The cafeteria, is open, but basically it's like you go and you get your food to go. And there's just a really limited number of people that are allowed on campus. So any resident that lived on campus could stay, but a lot of people have left just because, there's not any training facilities open, so a lot of people have gone home. So I believe there's maybe 17 people that are on campus right now. And yeah, so you really don't see too many people because everyone's just kind of grabbing food and either going back to their room or there's kind of one area where people are eating, but it's pretty, not a ton of people are there. So yeah, it's definitely weird because it's super quiet here. But yeah, I mean they've done a really good job of making sure that like the people that do live here, they understand that like this is kind of our home and making sure that we still can stay here and we're fed and everything. So yeah.
What does your training look like as far as like you what we were just talking about in terms of you don't know whether you're going to have to kind of cut your next Nordic season short to focus on qualifying for triathlon, or when or if any races are going to be happening until 2021 or when. So what are you kind of doing at this point in terms of training? Are you and what are you able to do in terms of like, I'm sure getting in the pool is not really happening, or getting on the range and things like that. So what does your training look like, and how are you most impacted, I guess, by lack of access?
Yeah, so I would say not being able to swim is kind of the biggest thing for me right now, just being that like this would typically be my triathlon training season. So yeah, haven't been swimming at all, just been trying to do kind of like swim like stretch cords inside for 10 minutes a day, but it's definitely very different than actually swimming. Yeah, not shooting right now, or I don't have like a ski erg or anything. So really what I'm doing is biking and running and strength work. So yeah, I have some equipment that I've borrowed from strength and conditioning here, just so like a couple of kettlebells and bands and things like that that you can just kind of do in your room. But yeah, I mean, I think the good thing is that I'm still able to do two of the three sports in triathlon. So even though I'm not swimming right now, I have been able to bike, whether it's inside on a trainer or getting outside is when the weather is nice here. And then same in the racing chair, either going outside or being inside on a trainer.
And in terms of that, like potentially having, you had to cut this season a little bit short for Nordic and Biathlon, and then potentially having to do that again. Like, are you concerned at all about that leading into the Winter Olympics, or how do you kind of like, how are you kind of mentally or training wise, kind of just kind of accounting for that or preparing for that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely, it definitely does kind of change things. I think you kind of have it in your head that, okay, like Tokyo is going to happen this year. And then after that, still doing both of them, but, the main focus shifts back over to Nordic. And so now that the games have been delayed, that does complicate things, especially when, we're probably going to have an unusually overlapping season a little bit more than normal. But it's still like it's an important year next year for Nordic because we have our test event scheduled in March in Beijing. And so that's obviously an important set of races that I would want to be at next year, just in terms of being able to see the course in Beijing for Nordic. So yeah, I think the really awesome thing is both of my like two sets of coaches for Nordic and triathlon are really good at being kind of like open and communicating with each other about the situation. So yeah, I think it's obviously a very unique situation that no one expected to be in, but I guess I have a lot more in like such an uncertain time. I have a lot more confidence about the situation going well, just because I know that everyone really wants to just like work well together and understanding that both of these sports are a priority for me. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of unknowns right now because nothing is very clear. But yeah, I'll kind of just have to figure out how things are going to go and be flexible.
Any other thoughts on this in terms of training or having two Olympics within 6 months or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be busy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm still kind of trying to wrap my mind around, what that's actually going to look like when it's happening. But yeah, I think for right now, the focus is just trying to maintain some amount of normalcy in training, but also recognizing that once everything kind of like racing starts back up again, it's going to be a really busy time period. So trying to make sure that I'm mentally and physically kind of rested and ready to go when that happens.